This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline. With the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching this, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Is there a better day on the sports calendar than Thursday, March 27, 2025, the Sweet 16? Some of the best games you're going to find on the card. An afternoon full of Major League Baseball opening day. Storylines abound all throughout this industry. The best every day is now officially underway. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's Kevin Walsh. It's the Sports Grid Network. It's Moneyline. And I just wanted to start here at this point. Like, you know, hearing some stories about Kev's dad. Look, you never turn down work. Show up to work. Put in a good time. But I got to tell you, his son, not putting in the work, not putting in the time. Wasn't even sure he was going to be here today. I mean, I don't know what to do with you anymore. Like, I don't know if you're coming or going anymore after football. What happened?
Yeah, I'm. Listen, my dad would appreciate 50% of that, because that certainly is the MO. Look, here's the reality. And again, I appreciate a good Donnie joke, but very simply, we as a team made the correct and wise move to allow our New York team to handle all of tonight's action, because it was unavoidable. Then, if we had cut it in half. For myself, and it would be Lisi tonight in Jersey, to not be able to touch one of the games. And the biggest problem is, Donnie knows this. Donnie knows exactly how I am. He agrees with me, but he knows I sometimes can't let things go. I would have spent all 3 or 4 hours of in-game live complaining during Duke, Arizona. Not giving people analysis, not going to FanDuel out of state to give them updated numbers. I would have just complained for 3 hours about not being able to bet the game. So our New York crew will do tonight's window, and then it's me and Lisi for all 4 games tomorrow, 6-7 hour gamut we're going to run.
I got to wait. I got to tune in at like maybe somewhere around 12:35 when it's apparent that this game's going to run long. The boys are running low. Lisi's starving, wants some meatballs, you know. Time's going through, depending on how the bets are on, how the energy is at that point of night, or how your brackets have been blown up in the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight. But it is a great weekend overall, as I just explained. The NBA, they can play as many games as they want. LeBron James, tip-in winner last night. He's probably not going to play again tonight. He was on the McAfee show, Stephen A. Like, I talked about this morning because I don't want to hit too much on the NBA, but when I factor in the NBA and I say to myself, well, we are at an interesting crossroads where the regular season is insignificant in the NBA. But now you have, Kevin, TNT was a broadcast partner with Inside the NBA. They hate the sport they cover and tell you every night how much it stinks. Like, well, that's kind of interesting. But now we have players like LeBron, like angry at ESPN, whack, coverage this, coverage. Like, I've never seen a sport that does more detrimental sides to themselves in the NBA. Can you imagine like an NFL where like Patrick Mahomes like, CBS, I mean, this corniest broadcast of all time. They probably would ban him from the NFL and say, you're going to sit out an entire year. In the NBA, yeah, we love it. And I love it.
Well, yeah, Mahomes wouldn't say that because it would be completely out of nowhere. LeBron saying it is something that many, many, many people say, Donnie, around the NBA, whether that be players or fans around that coverage. I will say, in terms of an interest level, undeniably, yesterday's Lakers-Pacers game did see an increase in interest due to everything that surrounded the basketball game. And then you couldn't get more of a storybook ending with LeBron at the buzzer, getting a much-needed win for the L.A. Lakers.
You only 13 points, which, and the effort that was there last night, you see how many minutes, like, Luka Doncic played, you see how many minutes LeBron James played. They needed that win and snap that cold streak. And then can't we just get back to the NBA where, like, get everybody in the room? The Chicago Bulls are on deck for the Lakers. It's a big game for them. Is it a big game for the Bulls? Say what you want, right? Two seasons really probably going to end up going nowhere, but the Lakers probably going farther with maybe a chance to win the Western Conference. We'll find that out. But who thinks like in the room, like, you know, it's going to be awesome when in a big major market city like Chicago at the end of the season, like, hey, you're just not going to get LeBron and or Luka. They didn't know they're going to have Luka, but let's just say it was AD. If there's a chance neither one of those are going to play, like, how can we do this as a sport when maybe it's so simple where if the owners go, you guys make hundreds of millions of dollars a year on your arena itself. Can we just cut that back by $50 million to assure that we never play a single back-to-back in the NBA? Like and also sometimes, Kevin, like I talked about the Giants, like way back in the day, 50 to 60 years ago. They made a choice. They could have said, you know, the NFL, we're in New York. You're in Green Bay. I don't give a damn about you. I'm going to make as much money as I can. But they go, you know what? No. For the Pittsburghs and the Green Bay Packers, on the vision of the National Football League in the next 50 years, we want everybody to grow and be equal partners. Boy, did that work out in spades. Why does the NBA not understand like what their product is and best way to enforce that where we can have everybody every night available as long as they're truly not injured? What kind of sport is this?
No, I think it's I don't get it at all. We've talked about this forever, it feels like. We all I understand if somebody wants to have the opinion back-to-backs shouldn't be this big of a problem. That is a totally valid conversation to have. But we all know it is the biggest reason guys miss games. We absolutely... The Nuggets just sat Jokic out for a week. They're like, you know what? We the guy's just exhausted. He's just exhausted. There's nothing we can do. We just got to set him out.
Oh, yeah, his elbow hurts. Okay, thanks for that injury. Yeah,
well, the best is, though, and then, you know, Mike Malone's like, if it was a playoff game, he'd be out. Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
okay, sure. So we're lying now. I mean, come on. It is what it is. It is what it is kind of thing. When you don't spread the games out. And look, especially, I'm not trying to make an excuse for the Lakers, but Donnie, due to the wildfires, their schedule seemingly got messed up more than any other team, and it's condensed their back end. Remember they started the post-All-Star break before everybody else?
Yes. Yeah, and it's just it's detrimental to the game, which I get upset about Thursday night games in the NFL. They shouldn't be there. You know how much money it drives. You'll live with it at that point. But it'll be like saying like every team has to pay like six Thursday night games. Like they're just mass unit by the end of the season and missing Thursday nights because they just can't play. Now, yesterday, Kevin, we had some fun on the morning show and throughout the afternoon, which I know you're probably following along and seeing it. Very rare at this point. You know me. I'm not a futures guy. Yeah. We were on the show. Talking about not even talking about the New York Giants. Jordan Raynon, beat writer for the Giants, tweets out yesterday morning, early. Hey, look, team totals are out of ESPN. The Giants, even with Russell Wilson, sitting at 3.5. I'm telling you, it stopped me, Kevin, dead in my tracks. Yeah. I said, 3.5? Like, I don't like the Giants. I beat on them. They're horrible. But horrible football teams, Kevin, are 6, 7, 8 win football teams in the NFL on a year-to-year basis. Now, you might say, Donnie, Giants only won 3 games last year. The Giants, to me, are a better team this year, and I don't even need to get into that. Just the optics for me. But when I see a number, and again, it wasn't on FanDuel, wasn't on DraftKings, it wasn't even on Bet365. ESPN Bet must have released them early. And I'm telling you, Kevin, before I even tweeted it out, I went right on the air at the break, logged in, and deposited money on ESPN Bet and bet the Giants team total over 3.5 wins at a minus 130 price. By the time I woke up this morning, it was 5.5 at minus 135, the over for the Giants. And the beat, right, because Friezo is a producer in the morning. He sends me this screenshot being in, you know, New York, where ESPN sent out a tweet, fans hammering Giants team total at ESPN Bet. That line moved a full two wins in about 16 hours. And every time, Kevin, I said, that's a mistake. So Zeno and I were on him. We're talking, I'm going back and forth. I'm saying, like, this doesn't make any sense. And Kevin, by the minute, they were taking it down, reposting it, taking it down, reposting it, taking it down, reposting it. So I wonder how many people actually got down, which I only put $130 to win 100 on it. When I was joking, like, boy, if I was just freewheeling, that's a $5,000 bet that you would put in and just set aside because you knew it was wrong. Mm-hmm. And now it's 5.5 today.
I have a lot of questions for you. I can't really get their odds up. I would like to know what the other lowest numbers is. Yes. My only takeaway from seeing your tweet is someone posted the wrong number. The fact that they then kept adjusting it, yes. I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, did they hire someone who was their first day booking NFL win total? I've never seen a 3.5 before in my life.
It caught me so off guard. We'll talk about it next Radio Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everybody fired up in the chat box. Thanks for listening along here. SportsGrid on demand. 7,000 subscribers and more now. So people are hitting that click button, having fun. They're in the chat box. Kristen Hess, Vic Ferrari, Jordan Pease out here. Yes, and he can't wait for our beer props. Neither can I. I wowed some plays today, by the way. But there is no handicapping involved. You're basically going on what you know about these pitchers, what you knew about the teams last year, and finding a decent number. I can't wait to dip my toes in the water to have a runs, hits, and RBI prop, which I will have today. I'm just waiting to see which book has the best actual like price points that you can use and maybe some bonuses. I did see Juan Soto to record a hit on Bet365, their boost today, from minus 170, Kevin, to a plus 100. So not bad. I'll probably be playing that just blind at this point. But I do have some thoughts that we'll get throughout the show on some spots I think that make some sense. But just buyer beware. It's aces versus aces today. Bullpen's completely healthy and strong. Hitters maybe not in full game swing, so we're trying to take advantage of some situations and have some fun with that. But I think it's good that we started with, you know, we are a betting show, Moneyline, and very interesting things happen. And I always preface, I don't like futures. I don't really spend too much handicapping. That wasn't a handicap. Russell Wilson gets signed to the Giants, which means he's probably going to be their starter. Really bad football teams win 3 to 4 games, like the bottom dregs of the NFL, and the Giants did that this year. They spent money, they're going to have draft picks, and they're going to go with a veteran quarterback. I'll stake my claim. They win 4, but just to watch a book go from 3.5 at minus 130 to 5.5 at minus 130 in less than one day was unbelievable to watch, and I'm sure a lot of people got down on that wager.
I want to just say this. I am not, you know how, Donnie, there are people in this space, I'm not doing it to take a shot, but there are people in this space who believe as long as you beat the number, you've made a good bet.
Yes.
To some degree, there's validity in that, but that it's not the end-all be-all, right? True. I beat the number on the Wisconsin team total in the Big Ten championship game, and they didn't score 60 points. What I would say to you, though, is in the analysis of the Giants win total over 3.5 bet, I don't care if you don't think if they're going to win 4 games. It is irrelevant. It is the worst number I can remember seeing. Donnie, within the last like very few years, the most recent team that came to mind in terms of preseason, that's going to be really, really bad. Mm-hmm. Arizona Cardinals, when we didn't know if Kyler Murray was going to play any football that year.
Yes.
5.5 plus money to the over, 5.5. The Giants number settling at 5.5 when you look at the other win totals on ESPN bet. Doesn't it feel as if it was, so now the market's settled? It's back to where it was supposed to be. If the Titans are 5.5 minus 160, okay, and when you go to the Super Bowl odds, the Tennessee Titans have the same odds as the New York Giants, well then, in what world are the Giants being... You didn't bet the Giants at 200-1 because that should be 100-1.
Like, correct.
The number there is so flatly incorrect that I can't even fathom that it wasn't you and Zinno and a couple others got in at 3.5 and they shut it down and figured it out. The idea that they gradually moved it, yes. Oh, okay, 4.5 plus 110, 4.5 yep. minus 105, 4.5 yep. minus 1/3. Someone all legitimately could lose their job. Someone might lose their job over what they did. And Jordan Ronan, by the way, yes. is going to have somebody yes. hunting him down for tweeting that out.
I was helping you guys. I'm not a handicapper. I'm a beat writer. So I just put some of the books. I cover the Giants. Here's what their win total is. And it got sparked. And again, we're not talking about a singular book that might be in, I don't know, Kansas City, Missouri, right? You're talking New York City ESPN bet tweet out that caught like absolute wildfire out there.
Do you think, because let's go big brain, Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really bet on ESPN bet.
No, I don't.
Do you think in any way
mm-hmm.
it was a promo without it being a promo?
No, zero shot. Because the last thing you want is, we just gave away, and I'm going to be, let's be honest, to move lines like that. It wasn't all Donnie Wrightside's $100 bets coming in. People were hitting that repeatedly. So let's just, what would you think they'd probably take at a low conservative number? 500,000 in total wagers on the Giants bets, at least 500,000?
I'm wondering what if I can find out what the max wager on a win total is on this book.
Yeah, I don't think they would have let you hit $5,000 on that, right? What would you say, though? I don't even know what the max wager would be. They probably won't even give you a no at first, will they? You probably probably have to actually send it, and then they would review it. But I doubt it's an extremely high number. But just being conservative, had to get at least $500,000 in traffic. And let's just say most people got in at the 3.5 and the 4.5, and they win 5. Like, they get angry at that. You're telling me we lost $500,000 on the Giants team total right off the bat? That's what happened. And, Kevin, the middle chances coming back on them winning 5 games now.
That's why I'm you agree with me that the 3.5 is unimaginable, right? Obviously, it's why you bet it.
Yeah.
I am now trying to go big brain on this, Donnie, because it was so bad. The gradual, but Donnie, again, it going from 3.5 to 4.5 plus 110.
Mm-hmm.
Means that somebody in that room actually thought the number was 3.5 for the Giants. Right. How could they think that? How could they think that? It doesn't make any sense. It's not adding up.
Can they avoid that as a mistake? I don't think so. I don't think they're going to avoid that as a mistake because they keep moving it. Otherwise, the number would, they put it this way, the Giants number would be down for like 4 to 5 days. And then maybe they come up with a cockamamie scheme.
Remember the Daniel Jones?
Our right to do this.
Remember the Daniel Jones touchdown bet I went wild about on BetMGM?
Yes.
You know what BetMGM did?
What?
Took it down, never reopened it. Now, the funny thing is it went under because he got injured or benched or whatever it was. I think it went under. I could be wrong about that. I think
it did go under. It did go under.
They never put it back out. So again, Donnie's right. They would not. Oh, wow. A lot of people think over. All right, move it. It's so.
3.5. We'll drop it to 2.5 now.
Exactly. It wasn't like somebody staking their claim.
Yeah.
Again, the Giants could go winless next year.
They could.
You can make that bet 100 times out of 100. It's not even a question.
In 3 games, oh, it was just wrong. But just that number, as I said, Sadie, like if they just had Jameis Winston in a 3.5, I still would have crushed that number. Because when I was going back and forth with Giant fans and a lot of them saying, look, I'm not coming to you as an Eagles fan at this point, getting angry at the Giants. I just hate incompetence. Yeah. I have them in a 6-8 win team this year, even with that schedule, because that's just the ebbs and flows of the NFL. If they're just somewhat healthy, you're going to win 4 games if you're just somewhat healthy in the NFL. We'll be right back. It's Moneyline College Basketball on deck next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, boy, I'm ready. I'm ready. It's opening day. We're going to get there, people. Handicaps aren't crisp. Might not be precise. Laker boy won. Says, turn that hat around, Kevin. I've seen it in the chat box right now. Tough. There you go. World Series, Yanks? Is it Yanks? Who is it? Can't be the Yankees.
It is. It's the Yankees, Padres, 1998.
You weren't even alive. Were you alive?
Yeah, I was alive.
How old?
Three. Three.
You were three, and I was styling playing college football my senior year.
Yeah, not bad. Now, this hat is one for opening day. No, recent purchase. You know, you buy like the retro hats, recent purchase. But it's I'm treating it as a little bit of an Easter egg, this hat.
Mm.
And I'm kind of, you know, blowing up the Easter egg of it all, probably because no one cares.
Well, man, it is time decisions.
Yeah. This hat was worn yesterday by one of the guys who was on the McAfee show during the LeBron-versation. So I said, you know what? It's the perfect option for today.
Who would even be wearing that?
So it was the guy who was filling in for Boston Connor. He was wearing that hat. I noticed it.
What a terrible World Series that was, by the way, if anybody was old enough to watch it. Wasn't it 4-3? Like just an annihilation.
I don't know.
Really bad World Series. I guess the Padres somehow got there and got their clocks cleaned by that Yankees dynasty in the 1990s. So, yeah, brutal, unforgettable, forgettable World Series at that point. Today, we do have Sweet 16 action. And it's one of the best cards. And I do get upset by this, too, because, you know, you can do the wink-wink. But legally, you cannot bet this in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And I made a plea on the early line for Governor Phil Murphy. Just you can do this. You can sign one piece of paper and say, we're always going to have this ban, but just for this weekend's games in Newark, have at it, gamblers in New Jersey. You can bet this. We're going to reap the benefits in the state. We'll get extra tax money. But I know how much this means to you, and we don't want to deter the NCAA from coming back to New Jersey for all that it's worth. But come on now. Like BYU-Alabama, Kevin, might be my favorite game of the entire weekend that I'm going to not be able to bet because I love Alabama. -4.5, I love it.
Really?
3-point shot for Alabama should go down. My favorite, if that can make sense here, is Alabama this weekend.
Well, that number's dropped. It was 5.5 last night.
It was 4.5 early in the week. Did some videos on it. I loved Alabama early in the week, and I love them now. I still love them.
So I like BYU, but I may pivot because the number's dropping. Why do you, by the way, I don't know if I told you this. When this is done, I'm going back to Queens. Since I'm not working, I'm going to go home. One of my brothers has a half day. I'm going to watch the baseball, watch the games, bet the games. Because you know what I mean? Like the whole thing's ridiculous. So I'm taking advantage of what I can do. Why do you like Bama? I'm leaning BYU, but what kind of got you to Bama?
The footprint is the best one for me of these eight games that are going to come up. Now, granted, I haven't handicapped who the Elite Eight might be. BYU's offense. Yeah. We know that. Same thing with Alabama. Both top 10 in the country on KenPom in efficiency. But when I take a look inside the numbers, BYU loves to shoot the three-point shot, shoots a lot of volume. Alabama defends it extremely well, and she chases you off of that line. Then you take a look at the point distribution for BYU. They want to score from the three-point line, Kevin. They're 18th in the country at almost 40% of their points from the three-point line. You know where they're inefficient? Inside the three-point line. 319th in the country at scoring for their point distribution. So if Alabama has active bigs, which they do, and Alabama technically will let you get more points inside the arc because they defend the three-point line, I always look at BYU wants to run their offense a certain way. And Alabama's going to say, you know what? We know how you like to run it. We're really good at stopping that. Then you flip it over to the other side, Kevin, because BYU, it's not terrible defense, but it's not anywhere near as good as Alabama's defense. And Alabama's offense ranked in the top four. But again, the same premise I just used, three-point shooting. Bama loves to shoot it. BYU doesn't even defend it. And also BYU doesn't chase you off the three-point line. It's almost like a great match for Alabama. Now, having said that, BYU's no slouch. They played in a Power 5 conference, not the Mountain West that they used to play in, or you know, the WCC or whatever it might be. They're battle-tested. They can bomb away. And Richie Saunders is like, I don't give a damn about your defense. I'll pull up right in your face and drain threes, and you can't do anything about it. That could happen. But the way I see the spread and the way I see the game playing out just with those metrics, I like Alabama to win. If I like them to win, I got to like them at -4.5, too.
Yeah, it's not an expensive number. So I am tempted by the under because I know that this number is too high. Mm-hmm. The other thing is this number probably won't matter.
Yeah.
They're either both going to score 95, flirt with 100, or it's just going to be, you know, one of them is going to have a really off night.
Let's hit the rest of these games tonight. And more importantly, Major League Baseball opening day up next on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, we're out in these streets. We really are out in these streets today. College basketball center stage, two games, fantastic ones. Two of maybe the best bettable games of the day. Duke and Arizona, Alabama, BYU. Duke laying roughly 9.5 points across the board, depending on where you're shopping at, obviously outside of New Jersey. I'm having a tough time with that one. Duke, to me, is the best team in the country. It's still a survive in advance. It's still neutral court. It's a new site, from what these two teams have been playing at previously. Caleb Love's a big-time player. We get that. Is there a reevaluation on Duke if they just run wild again in this game against Arizona? Or is that just the expectation for you? Do you have any thoughts on Duke-Arizona?
There's no reevaluation, right? In that, Donnie, if they bomb on them, they bomb on everyone, right? The thing with Duke is the reason they're scary is they are very clearly getting better as the year goes on. Mm-hmm. The thing with Duke, though, is it's just like, are they really going to keep shooting 50% from three in all these games?
Yeah.
I really like the under in this game. Arizona struggles against the elite defenses in the country, and Duke is that. I'll tell you this, though. I really think Duke should hope they win this game similar to how they beat Arizona the first time. Because, and I think you and I usually agree on stuff like this. I don't think Duke wants to score 100 here with Alabama potentially on deck, because you're going to have to do that again. And if you go cold against Bama, there's just nothing you can do against a team like that, DRS. So I really do like the under in Duke, Arizona tonight. 153.5, I believe we have.
Now, how the heck am I not going to be able to bet Duke in Alabama either? I'm just looking down the line.
No, it's crazy. What I'll probably do, because you know how they rush those numbers up?
Yes.
I'll probably drive back tonight. I don't mind driving late. There'll be nobody on the road. Mm-hmm. I'll probably wait for them to throw that out. But let me ask you this.
Yes.
Duke, Alabama, what do you think the number is? Who do you think you'd want to bet in the game? Both teams to advance.
5.5. Duke.
Yeah. I think
Avalanche on Duke 4.5 or like 5 or less.
No, 100%. 100%.
I think you have to have that optics of, it's still a decent number. It's still winnable for Duke, but not every come on now. That just means Duke wins the game.
I was thinking 7.5, but I think it's because I want 7.5 so I can bet Alabama at 7.5. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to will it into existence.
Yeah, like 7.5 would have been like a Cameron Indoor game for me. 7.5, 8. Like, Duke's favored by 8 against Alabama in their own building. Yeah. How could you make it even more? Like, because we know how good Duke is, but now you get like the best SEC teams that are notorious for knocking teams off. It's like, they got to give Alabama 10. Like, what? Imagine if we'd like, hey, the algorithm says it's 9.5. Because you know as well as I do, Kevin, you see Alabama 61-60 in like a sloppy, weird game against BYU, and Duke pulverizes Arizona.
Yes.
You're not getting any Alabama money. You're getting no Alabama money in the next game.
Correct. It's going to be avalanche is the right word. If they roll Arizona the way they've been rolling teams,
yes,
it's going to get ugly.
Let's go Crab 5 out west, Chase Center. Now, here's the interesting part. Tomorrow's a whole different ingredient, where now you're talking about we're playing in a football stadium. We don't have that today, but we do have an interesting circumstance. Florida, obviously in the state of Florida. Maryland, same thing. State of Maryland, both East Coast schools. 3,000 miles away on the West Coast. Will they have some fans there? Yeah, of course they're going to. But primarily a non-partisan regional audience will be in that building for the most part. Yes, cheering on their favorite teams, I understand that. Also, look at the time. 7:39 p.m. Oh, yeah, that's good. No, it's West Coast, though. 4:39 Eastern. Mm-hmm. I look at this game as the biggest chance today for me, second biggest, I should say, for an upset, where I think Maryland can play with Florida. Understand this, too. Both of these teams, Kevin, astoundingly good against the three-point shot, which you know Florida. Rise and fire, give me that. Sometimes Walter Clayton Jr. doesn't matter. We saw it when we watched the game together over the weekend against UConn. Hey, great defense. Let me just pull up right here off the dribble. Bang, three-pointer. We're going the other way. I got 3 points in my pocket. I looked at this game, and I like the under because of the circumstances.
Okay.
Chase them both at the three-point line. Defend them both at the three-point line. Neutral site court, 3,000 miles away, 4 o'clock start. A little bit awkward. I think it might throw off the tempo just a bit. But I think Maryland can pull off the upset slightly. But I like the under, but also I'm trying to factor in which way I'm going prop-wise. And I missed with Alex Condon in the last game. This one I think has a good matchup because Maryland, again, is so good defensively from the three-point line and gives up points inside the paint. Maybe Condon, I should come back on a back-to-back here and pick up that W. That's what I'm weighing right now.
I'm looking towards Florida. Mm-hmm. The number's gone from 5.5 to 6.5. It is largely just trusting that the Gators will play well. Because if you look kind of Florida, it's comparable to Auburn. Mm-hmm. When they're right, they're really right. And they win by double digits. You know, I didn't want to have, I didn't want to, I don't know if we'll get to tomorrow's games. Probably not, right? We have tomorrow. But Auburn, Michigan's really just keeps climbing, right? Where you're like, even if I think Auburn's going to win by 10, I don't know if I want to lay 9.5. Laying 6.5 with Florida, like, can I just, this isn't a part of my cap, but it's a part of the conversation, the Kevin Willard stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much you've been paying attention to any of this. I don't know how much the audience has, fans. But.
Me and Ben were screaming at each other for a segment with Willard.
Oh, now explain yourself.
That's pretty good.
Now I like what I'm seeing here.
Because like I there's certain coaches that get on my nerves, and Will Wade has always been number one. Like the fact when he was at LSU, paying guys FBI taps, LSU's like, you got to go. And it's like, I got a lawyer. I'm going to have an injunction. You can't fire me. I'm staying on the sidelines. So then he goes to McNeese. And my angle was like, you know, I was so mad at him last week where McNeese, smaller school, finally gets that. We're back into the tournament. We can win a game. Will Wade's like, yeah, I'm leaving at the end of this. So you guys in this room, all 12 guys, I don't give a damn. Peace out. Thanks for helping me. Good luck on whatever future you have, which again, you know, I like to over-exaggerate and yeah. He was tearing up and crying, but I always say he's winning an Oscar for that because he didn't mean it, but it makes him look better for the new school he goes to. So I was playing that whole thing up. But for me, Kevin Willard, which Ben was getting mad at him saying it was way worse than the Will Wade situation, which then I said, no, like stand up guys, like, look, I'm not telling my team I'm going now. I don't even know. Meanwhile, he probably knows exactly where he's going. So I took it as this guy isn't checked out. He's all in with his team because knows how important it is for Maryland to get another win, and he's not going to say he's leaving because that would draw it up. So we were screaming at each other for a good segment, made for good TV. So that's where.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a good one. It's just odd that they're like, yeah, Willard hates the program, hates the AD, ran the AD out of town. Like, I don't
know. No amount of money can keep them at Maryland. They might win a title. It's like, this school stinks. Don't even send me my ring.
But also, like, I don't know, is Villanova that much better than Maryland?
That was my point. My point was, I could see if it's, again, we argue and joke about, like, you know, the old school blue bloods, like Duke's calling, Carolina's calling, Kentucky's calling, maybe even like a newer school like UConn's calling. It's like, you know what? Really invested a ton of money in that program. Like, I'm a Philly guy. They're just outside the city. So most of the Philly D1 teams hate them, but they are a storied program, which looks like they're on the verge of falling off the cliff and never being relevant again. It's not where you go, hey, this, like Jay Wright was Villanova. Rolly Massimino in the old Big East, when the Big East was king of everything. They're getting farther and farther away from that, where it's like, hey, we're just going to get top picks to come here and one and done it out. So I thought the same thing as you. Like, I'm in the Big Ten. We should have a big like payroll bankroll here. We got Under Armour money. All this stuff flowing in, and I'm going to go to Villanova? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, that's not an upgrade to me where it's like, hey, I know I'm in the Sweet 16, maybe I'll make a run in the Final Four, but wait, do I get to Nova and watch what I do? I don't believe that. I don't think that. I don't know what's going on there.
It does feel like in college basketball right now, there's this pull from the Big East now going, hey, all of our money goes to basketball. We don't do football programs, so you don't have to worry about Mike Locksley or Steve Sarkisian or Kirby Smart. Like, our world is hoops, just saying.
Crazy. Crazy talk. Get back to the, you know what? First pitch coming up. Steve Wright, free.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
One more quick game I want to hit to tonight in college basketball. Out late night. Seems like it's almost like a forgotten game. And maybe it will be at the time it starts after 10 o'clock, which you know means 10:30 or later. It's Arkansas and Texas Tech. Texas Tech hoping to get Chance McMillan back, one of the best three-point shooters in the country. He is a game-time decision. Finally shooting three-point shots because I think he has a damaged shoulder. I don't know if he plays. Texas Tech is the better team, but boy, there's something about the way Arkansas is playing right now, which really I think could bother Texas Tech. I won't be watching this game. I can actually bet this game. Boogie Fland has come back. He's played some minutes here, but hasn't looked like the Boogie Fland we know. Maybe he gets that together tonight, but this is a tough game for me. It is. It really is.
I have the statistic here.
Go.
That can explain why this is such a tough game. Mm-hmm. Arkansas is 10-5 straight up in their last 15 games, and they covered in four of the five losses.
Yeah.
That's a tough team to fade.
It is.
It's a very tough team to fade. I like Texas Tech. I'd love for McMillan to come back. I'd love for this number to drop to 4.5. Right?
E number.
Trying, you know, but it's not happening. But Arkansas also just keeps getting guys back every single round.
By the way, supposed to be getting a, from what Coach Cal said, but Ben was updating me this morning, saying that Thero should be there, which is a massive move.
Yes.
Cal said yes, but he wasn't at practice yesterday, so what are we led to believe
in? Come on. He went on the McAfee show, and he's like, I'll break this news. Thero's back.
Yes. And then Ben's like, well, then he didn't even practice later that day, which is so, like, on brand for Calipari. Like, let me break this. He's playing. He's like, why didn't he show up? You know, I don't know why.
I told you we were up against the guys. I mean, what else can I say? We were game planning to have this kid in our lineup the whole way. Tech probably rolls us by 20. We just hope we can make it a game.
You get Boogie back and him? Could it be a dog? By the way, real quick on this too. 8 games. The upsets technically weren't there. And I don't mean upsets, like just covering the spreads. Mm-hmm. A lot of those were mid-majors, lower mid-majors that usually perform very well in the tournament. NIL in the era, we'll have a case study over the next couple of years if that's really what it is, where they just don't have the gumption anymore of the players to sustain for 4 to 5 years. But now you look at this, Kevin, all power fives. I think the dogs, I'm not saying they win an upset.
Okay.
I think 8 games, at least, worst case scenario, 4-4. But if I had to put money, you said, Donnie, you can have all the favorites straight across the board or all the dogs. I would take all the dogs. I think they go 5-3 or better, 4-4, worst case.
So I don't want to say I disagree, but I am noticing, Donnie, it seems like a lot of the favorites are climbing. Florida's up a point, right? Mm-hmm. Bama's been moving a little bit. Look at the Friday slate.
Yeah,
Michigan State's up.
Mm-hmm.
The Houston number is driving me nuts. It's exactly what I said was going to happen too. But again, they won a round of 32 game against an 8 seed to go play a Sweet 16 game against the 4 seed, and they're going to be twice the number, and they are twice the number.
Mm-hmm.
But laying 8.5. In a game with 132.5 total, a good Purdue offense. Like, I don't think Purdue can win that game. I wanted to bet Houston, but this number won't stop climbing.
Yeah. It's been a favorite tournament here. Covering spreads, handling business, it's just what happens. So it is what it is, but I'm looking forward to it. Sweet 16 should be great, even though two of those games are sensational, I think, that I won't be able to bet in New Jersey. Now, let's flip it over. Let's have some fun.
What do you got?
Let's take a look at Major League Baseball today. 305 start, your boys, Yankees. Everybody knew Carlos Rodon would be the starting pitcher once they signed him last year because he's their best pitcher. Not necessarily. A lot of question marks there. Taking on Freddie Peralta of Milwaukee. Always an underwhelming lineup. But Kevin, Pando opened this line at 164 as a favorite towards the Yankees. It's down to 142. It's even down to 140 at bet 365. Your thoughts, Yanks, opening day, excitement level? Or is it just like, it is what it is? Or do the boos rain down in the Bronx by inning number 3 because Rodon's getting chased from that game?
Well, you know what? The funny thing is, when it comes to New York Yankee baseball, March, April, you and I never worry about the pitching because it is what it is. I worry about the Yankees having two runs, you know, in the bottom of the ninth inning. Or even one run, right? No runs through six because of how often we've seen that. You would have to say Milwaukee's throwing the higher pedigree pitcher in Freddy Peralta. I think the Yanks get it done. I'm interested in the game. I'm excited in the game. I will tell you this. I am very optimistic on Cody Bellinger for the Yankees this year. I don't know about you, but I think he's going to be very, very good.
Yes, because he has a chance to be protected in that lineup, and also just put a pop fly to right field there. You got it. Wind's blowing out, by the way, Kevin, to right field at Yankee Stadium this afternoon. Not all that cold, not freezing. Maybe somewhere in the 50s, but a double-digit wind blowing the right field, that should be able to help out. Me looking at games today, again, there's no real handicaps. You're saying what you know about the players from last year, including the pitchers, and having some fun today. That's how I approach it for at least the first week, the week and a half, until you settle in like, oh, you know, Lawrence Butler of the Athletics has seven hits in the first 4 days. Okay, maybe you want to ride that hot streak. But outside of that, it's really touch and feel. Now, I do expect still to win money in April, otherwise I wouldn't be betting any money. It's not fun to lose money, just put things out there. There's one game today, like Ben asked me, like, if you had to put money down on like what you thought would be a decent handicap, here's the tough part. Pittsburgh, Miami, down in Miami, one of the best pitchers ballpark there is. Paul Skene's going up against a lineup you never even heard of, top to bottom, the Marlins. Take a look at the Miami Marlins. Also, as a good pitcher on the mound, Sandy Alcantara coming back off an injury, but he should be strong for at least 4 to 5 innings today. First five innings, Kevin, under 3.5 total runs in that game. 2-1, 3-0, I'll take it there. I think that game has a chance to stay under. A game I'm interested in watching, which I probably won't technically watch all the way through, Scooble versus Snell, Dodgers and the Tigers. And this just goes to show you how dominant the Dodgers are going to be on the money line this year. Scooble might be the best pitcher overall in baseball. That's what you bet when you're betting teams in Major League Baseball. They're still a dog, -160 price on the Dodgers, going up against maybe the best pitcher in baseball. That should let you know some of these numbers. Kevin, are we going to see like -350s, 360s, 370s, -450s on the Dodgers?
It's just on the road. Incredible. You're going to see huge Dodger numbers. Crazy. Out of control.
We'll be right back on a Thursday edition, Major League Baseball. Yes, sir.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Never dull day. These parts of it includes Major League Baseball today. Maybe I'll learn Reddit if you can watch it right now on live stream there with Switchfoot on Demand. It's my fight with Phils, Zach Wheeler, Mackenzie Gore. What a mismatch. Maybe the biggest in the history of baseball, even though that line was 172, not 56. Many people aren't thinking that way. But look at all the numbers on opening day, Kevin. Highest number, 8.5. A lot of these numbers, 7, 7.5, even 6.5 out here, where you are expecting more non-hitting and good pitching than great hitting at this point. I'm just interested to see how it plays out. And it's just the rite of passage. Like, we're in the spring now. Like, every day, I'm going to get to look at 10 to 15 Major League Baseball games and handicap it. It makes everything so much easier. Yep. I love college basketball. It's fantastic. We talk about it. We have so much fun. We cover it at Sports Grid. It's great. The NFL, I always say this in the business. Like, if anybody knows, the minute you get to football season, it feels like you don't even have to study because you already are so excited with the knowledge you have. You can just bring that and roll it to every show, every single day. I get that joy back with baseball where now I'm like saying, oh, man. What a terrible slate in college basketball and 3 NBA games. There's no baseball. We're just waiting for stuff. No longer, Kevin. Like, I love it. Like, handicapping starts now. The pen and the paper and the notes are out. And bring back the RBI props, which we will have, which, again, I am going to take a lot of RBI props. But I'm also going to take a ton of the runs, hits, and RBI props, which are my favorite. Like, think about this. Some people are tuning in, Kevin, don't really know what that bet actually is. You usually have to part, unless you're just a bit like, hey, look, I'm going to take Bryce Harper to get one of those -650. Not the greatest, you know, investment. But when you think about it, like, one hit hits that leg. One run hits that leg, right? One RBI hits that leg. You don't have to have a base hit in that game. You can hit it. and you take like three players from a game where you feel you're going up against a pitcher that can't really do damage. Like, and this happens a lot, even last year when I started loving this. You might take, let's just say, the Philadelphia Phillies. Schwarber gets a walk to lead off the game. Trey Turner singles to left. There's first and second. And then a pass ball gets the guys to third. Bryce Harper's up, flies out to right field. Schwarber scores, and you get the RBI. You just cashed your ticket in the first inning and the first time around that order. Which is like, yeah, if they hit a home run or get an RBI or a base hit, you bet it. But with so many ways, like, you're never out of it. Like, how many times have you watched the game, Kevin, in the ninth inning going, my guy's going to get one more at bat, and he walks. Ow! I needed him to get a base hit. Like, ooh, he's on first. Can somebody drive him home? It's such a fun way to bet the sport, and I'm going to be doing that all season long. I really am. I love it.
Yeah, and listen, when you can kind of identify those guys so you can take the half, you know, I'm typically, you know, doing over 1.5, which is what you'll find on DK. FanDuel at the moment does not look like they have market. They introduced it midway last year, I believe. So
got hammered.
Probably. Probably. No, let me tell you this. The price, they were, I don't know, it was like an expensive grocery store. You know what I mean? Like, it was way out of control, the numbers you were seeing over there. DRS, you can tell, is back in the groove, which is nice to see. I am, I'm excited, man. I'm going to be betting some of this stuff. Rangers, Red Sox, the 7.5 looks a little light to me. So I'll probably be getting involved there. I got a couple of props or a couple of guys that I'm targeting. There's some home run boosts out there, some no sweat stuff. So you can kind of carry that over when it comes to
As I said on that one too, Bet365's got Juan Soto to get a base hit today, -170 boost to the +100. So there is some good stuff out there. Go ahead.
I took something because the guys on my show did. I'm curious. It is the basically they're offering a shutout pool on FanDuel. I don't know if you saw this.
No. Uh-uh.
Okay, so it's last team to be shut out.
Wow.
Dodgers are the favorite to be the last team, +900. Longest odds, 100-1 Miami Marlins, probably because they think they're going to get shut out today by Paul Skeens. I did a $10 free bet on the Mets, 19-1. Anyone, Donnie, if you look.
Pretty fun.
Yeah, just you're in it the whole way. You can start crossing teams off the list. Anyone I can interest you in, Donnie?
Like, again, there's no, put it this way, people, there's no real handicap. You run into a hot pitch and just be like, the Dodgers could get shut out in game number three. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm done. Like, it's just, it's randomness where you're thinking that the really good teams won't. Like, I'm trying to take a look at like a really, like a hitter friendly ballpark at that point. Like, the Yankees would be up there. The Phillies would be up there. Baltimore would be up there at that point. If you're really trying to get like slick and have fun, it'd probably be like the White Sox, like the Athletics, like the bottom of the rung. Like, I'm just going to take, hey, White Sox, 36 games in, have scored at least one run, which could be a factor. I don't know. I'll go Braves, last team to get shut out.
All right, there you go. 13-1.
Yeah, see that? Great number, too, 13. Great number. That'll be for today's show. Watch college basketball. Enjoy it. Watch your baseball. Enjoy it. Tortorella got fired today. It's a great day.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.